This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for August 31st, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. FIA's Walt Lukin sat down for a conversation with Leo Melamed in the latest episode of the FIA Speaks podcast. He could have talked to Leo all day long, but he instead focused on Melamed's new book, Man of the Futures. You can listen with a link in today's newsletter. Also, the uber-talented Will Ackworth of the FIA wrote a data spotlight piece for FIA Market Voice titled Competition Heats Up in China Equity Index Futures. Hong Kong Exchange, Singapore Exchange, and CFFEX battle for market share. The article is available with a link in today's newsletter. Who is headed to IDX? Who from the States is going over? We want to talk to you. Quantigo has a new white paper titled On the Way to Impact Investment, Mind the Gap Between Theory and Practice. You can find it with a link in today's newsletter. Today we have a video from the Path to Electronic Trading series featuring Joe Panfil, longtime infrastructure technology executive with the CME. Panfil joined the CME when the first version of Globex was running and the CME had just acquired the match engine that would become Globex 2, later renamed Globex. He was there in the trenches building and improving Globex. Thank you to Joe for sharing your story. Today, Joe works at the OCC. The former Chicago Bureau Chief of Commodity News Service, Bob Bagda, who hired me back in 1984, is a player of the New York Times Spelling Bee game, which challenges players to make as many words as possible from a given slate of letters. He was given the letters N-O-L-A-I-H-N-T. He tried to use the word Lothian as one of the selections, and it came up as not in the word list. I feel very disrespected by the New York Times. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. On September 15th, I am going to finally have the procedure to embed a spinal stimulator under my skin to help me manage my failed back surgery syndrome pain. I am hoping this will allow me to be more active again. Being in pain all the time is not fun. In a continued exploration of the case for digital currencies, Colin Canwright's FinTech Rising newsletter recently featured a column that looks at the use of digital yuan by the Dalian Commodity Exchange to pay storage fees. Written by John Browning, founding partner of Hong Kong commodity and financial futures broker Bands Financial, the piece notes that the practice allows companies to pay their bills without going through a series of bank transfers and asks if other exchanges like Hong Kong Exchange might follow suit. More details are available with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's the video from the Path to Electronic Trading series. Joe Panfil's path to electronic trading led him to building and optimizing Globex. When Joe Panfil joined the Chicago Mercantile Exchange staff in 1997 as an information technology professional, the CME was still a member-owned, club-like organization focused on open outcry trading. However, the goal of making the CME the largest exchange in the world based on electronic trading was what attracted Panfil to the CME. Here's a press release from the CME. CME Group micro futures and options surpass 1 billion contracts traded. CME Group, the world's largest and most diverse derivatives marketplace today, announced that more than 1 billion micro futures and options contracts have traded to date. Retail participation across CME Group continued to grow during the first half of the year, and our innovative micro-sized products help to ensure that both individual and institutional clients can even more easily access our markets going forward, said Julie Winkler, CME Group Chief Commercial Officer. We continue to work closely with the broker community to help educate market users of all sizes of the many benefits of micro futures trading, including deep liquidity in global benchmark products across nearly every investable asset class. My comment, that is $1 billion with a really big B. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Apple plans to add satellite features to iPhones to emergencies. Device will be able to deliver messages without cell service. Apple plans an emergency reporting tool for future iPhones. Apple Inc.'s push to bring satellite capabilities to iPhone will be focused on emergency situations, allowing users to send text to first responders and report crashes in areas without cellular coverage. My comment, this is an excellent idea. Here's a story from Bloomberg Law. 5 climate takeaways for companies from IPCC report from Vinson and Elkins LLP. The recently released 6th assessment report of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change yields a handful of takeaways for companies, Vinson and Elkins attorneys say. They lay out several important ones, including that the scenarios on which companies base their climate change analysis are shifting and climate risk disclosures may need to be updated. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change's 6th assessment report, published August 9th, focuses on the physical science of climate change. The results: humans cause climate change is increasing temperatures faster than virtually all IPCC scenarios considered, and stringent emission reductions are required. My comment, I'm trying to figure out if we are going to have the coldest or the warmest Christmas on record. It would seem one of the two is likely. Here are the top 3 stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was a retired hedge funder who wants $160 million for his 22-acre California compound from the Wall Street Journal. Second was a SPAC counterattack from the New York Times. Third was Business Insider's Meet Gary Gensler, a former MIT blockchain professor who now leads the SEC and could finally regulate the volatile crypto space. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.